esenciales del idioma, más confianza tendrás al usarlas en la vida real y más eficaz serás comunicándote en inglés. En este mundo globalizado, comunicar con eficacia es un sine qua non del éxito. A través de las clases presenciales o clases de videoconferencia, Bowen hará que marques la diferencia para tu empresa.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687, en Madrid en el 911335831.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina. Helmet, yelmo, casco, ¿qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Bowen. Bowen Translations.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Welcome back. Okay, we're back for our third half hour. Right, third half hour. Okay, ojalá fuera mío. I wish it were mine, but it's not. Ojalá mi mujer fuera como la tuya. I wish my wife were like yours, but she's not. I wish my wife were like yours, but she's not. Ojalá mi mujer se hubiera casado con otra persona. I wish my wife had married another person. Another person no se dice mucho así. I wish my wife had married somebody else. Someone else. Which is not true. I'm glad she married me. All right. Ojalá no fuera tan difícil encontrar trabajo. I wish it weren't. I wish it weren't so difficult to find a job, man. I wish it weren't so difficult. But it is. Ojalá hubieras estado aquí cuando llegaron. I wish you had been here when they arrived. I wish you had been there when they arrived. Ojalá no tuviera una nariz tan grande. O la nariz tan grande, se diría aquí. I wish I didn't have such a big nose. Well, go have an operation. Go see a plastic surgeon. A plastic surgeon can reduce the size of your nose. I wish I didn't have such a big nose. Which is not true. Well, what was the name of the actor? Carl Malden. Yesterday I was talking about Carl Malden. He was famous for having a big nose. All right. Ojalá lo hubiéramos visto. I wish we had seen it, but we didn't. What? The movie. But it's too late. There was a movie on TV last night that I wanted you and me to see together. I wanted you and me. Quería que tú y yo viéramos juntos. There was a movie on television last night that I wanted you and me to see together. Can you say that sentence? A mí una peli en la tele. Anoche que yo quería que tú y yo viéramos juntos. Can you say that in English? There was a movie on TV last night that I wanted you and me to see together. But I forgot. Completely. I forgot about it. Now it's too late. I can't find the movie. So, we'll have to wait for another occasion. Ojalá, I wish. Ojalá no hubiera llovido tanto. I wish it hadn't rained so much. Yeah, it flooded all of the streets. My house is flooded. Yes, inundado. Tengo la casa inundada. My house is flooded because of the rain. I wish it hadn't rained. Ojalá no hubiera llovido tanto. I wish it hadn't rained so much. Ojalá no fumaras tanto. I wish you didn't smoke so much. Yeah. Ahora, escucha la frase siguiente. Ojalá sea verdad. I hope it's true. Por vez primera, cambio de wish a hope. Porque aquí hay esperanza. Que puede llegar a ser verdad. I hope it's true. I hope that it is true. Quita that. I hope it is true. I hope it's true. Enlacemos. I hope it's. Hope it's. Fíjate la fuerza de la P. I hope it's true. Hope it's. I hope it's true. The hobbits. I hope it's true. Ojalá llueva mañana. I hope it rains tomorrow. Hope it. Practica este enlace fonético. Y luego se facilita el hope cuando es sobre algo. I hope it. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope it's true. I hope it rains tomorrow. I hope it rains tomorrow. We need rain. I hope it rains tomorrow. Ojalá vengan. I hope they come. I hope they come. Ojalá vinieran más a menudo. I wish they came more often. I wish they came. I wish they came. I wish they came more often. Ojalá hubieran venido. I wish they had come. They didn't come. Oh, you know, they didn't come to the party. Who? They didn't come to the party. Who are you talking about? I'm talking about Michael Caine and Sean Connery. I wish they had come to the party. Well, they couldn't have come to the party together. Why not? Well, Sean Connery died last year. When did he die? When did Sean Connery die? Did he die last year or did he die earlier this year? I think he died earlier this year. I think he died very recently. When did he die? When did he die? Sean Connery. Let's see. He died last October, so he died last year. October 31st, he died on Halloween Day. The day just before the All Saints Day. He died in the Bahamas, in Nassau. He was on the island of Nassau. Como decís aquí. He was on the island of Nassau. That's where he died. What did he die of? Well, he died of old age, I would guess. He was 90 years old. Yes, but he died from some complications of something, probably. All right. He died of a heart attack while he was sleeping in his house in Nassau, an island in the Bahamas, where he had been living since 2003. All right. He died. He died on October 30th, not on October 31st. The family notified the doctor, so he died during the night. The family notified the media on October 31st. So he died one day before Halloween. All right. So, shall we continue?
Ojalá hubieran venido. I wish they had come. Yes. But they couldn't because he died in October. So, there is a story of Sean Connery and another actor whose name I can't remember. Peter Ustinov. This is a true story, by the way. The story I'm going to tell you is true. Peter Ustinov, you know Peter Ustinov? He's a very famous British play actor and film actor. Peter Ustinov and Sean Connery flew to London together and caught a taxi together. And the taxi driver was driving the taxi from Heathrow Airport to the center of London. And he kept looking in the rearview mirror, and Peter Ustinov was visible for the taxi driver in the rearview mirror, but Sean Connery wasn't. And, you know, and the taxi driver didn't realize who they were. But as he was driving the taxi, he kept looking in the mirror and finally said, you wouldn't happen to be Peter Ustinov, would you? You wouldn't be Peter Ustinov. Let me change my thing. Peter Ustinov said, yes, I'm Peter Ustinov. I said, you're not Peter Ustinov. If you're Peter Ustinov, I'm Sean Connery. And Sean Connery leaned over to the mirror and said, no, I'm Sean Connery. Peter Ustinov and Sean Connery. All right. Ojalá. Ojalá esta lista no fuera tan larga. I wish this list weren't so long. I wish this list weren't so long. Ojalá esta sea la última. I hope this list is the last one. I hope this list is the last one. Well, I'm sorry, my friend, it's not. Oh, I wish it were. I wish it were, but it's not. I wish this list were the last one, but it's not. Ojalá aprenda mucho con estas listas. I hope I learn. I hope I learn. I hope he learns. I hope they learn. I hope she learns. I hope it learns. I hope I learn a lot with these lists. Ojalá tenga tiempo para aprovechar estas listas. I hope I have enough time to take advantage of these lists. I hope I have enough time to take good advantage of these lists. Yes. Ojalá hubiera comenzado el inglés cuando era niño. I wish I had started English when I was a child. I wish I had started English when I was a child. Ojalá no tuviera que aprender inglés. I wish I didn't have to learn English. Why? It's very common in the commentary sections on articles about learning English to find several commentators expressing their exasperation of why we need to learn English. Spanish is a very good language. People should learn Spanish. Well, that's true. Spanish is a very good language, and people should make an effort to learn Spanish. But in reality, it doesn't happen. So it's unreal. These exasperatory comments are simply unrealistic. They are venting their rage. To vent. Ventilando se dice su enfado. Do you say that? To vent. Vent. V-E-N-T. Very simple. To vent, descargar su rabia. Yes. Soltar, dar rienda suelta su rabia. Frustración, soltar la rabia. Is to vent your frustration. To vent your anger. To vent your rage. Raje, rage. Rage. Rabia, ira, furia. Yes. To vent their rage. It's used a lot. We say road rage. A fit of rage. Yes. Fit of rage. Act your rage. I've never heard that before. Act your age, Susan. Mira, comportate de acuerdo con tu edad. Ya tienes 13 años. Act your age, but I've never heard act your rage. That's pretty good, eh? Act your rage. Well, we say road rage in the U.S. I don't know how to say that in Spanish. It probably doesn't exist. Road rage. Expression. Road rage. Enfado de conductor. Riña de tránsito. Discusión de... Eso debe ser latinoamericano. Discusión de tránsito. Well, road rage is when one driver gets very angry with another. And sometimes does unrecommendable things. They start driving too fast or tries to cut the other person off, and they often cause an accident. Most of us have experienced road rage at one time or another. Todos hemos experimentado el enfado del conductor alguna vez. Yeah, you get angry with other drivers. That's called road rage. So, shall we get in? Ojalá sepan cómo ir. I hope they know how to go. I hope they know how to go. Ojalá no fuera tan difícil. I wish it weren't so difficult. What? English. I wish English weren't so difficult. Well, to tell you the truth, I think English is one of the easiest languages in the world to learn. I think the two easiest languages to learn are English and Spanish. Really, English and Spanish are the two easiest languages to learn. But they are opposites in certain ways. Basic English is very difficult to master. Basic English is easy to master. Advanced Spanish is easy to master after you have mastered basic Spanish. But advanced Spanish is impossible to master. Impossible. Because phrasal verbs are impossible to master. So, it's interesting. It's the opposite sides of the language are easy and difficult. But Spanish, English is quite easy. I think the only really difficult thing about English is the auxiliary verbs. Not the phrasal verbs or the irregular verbs, the auxiliary verbs. Being able to use them dynamically when you speak. But this is an interesting debate. All right. Ojalá todo el mundo hablar español. I wish everybody spoke Spanish. Me too. Yes, I wish everybody... No, yes. That's fine, yeah, me. I wish everybody spoke one language. Yes, then there wouldn't be any wars. People would understand each other better. That's not true. Speaking the same language is not a positive step towards world peace. The history of the world is a history of many, many civil wars among people who speak the same language. That happens all the time. Yes. I mean, las guerras carlistas in the Spanish Civil War were between people who speak the same language. The Balkans, the people in Croatia and Serbia basically speak the same language. And Bosnia, they speak the same language, basically. But then they kill each other. So... it would be nice if everybody spoke one single language perfectly. Communication would be much easier, but it wouldn't be as fun. It's fun struggling in Paris with my French. It's fun. All right. Ojalá tuviera una voz como la suya de él. I wish I had a voice like his. I wish I had a voice like his. I wish I had a voice like his. If I had a voice like his, I would use it to my advantage. He doesn't use his voice to his advantage. He has a very seductive voice. Yes, his voice envelops. His voice does what? Envelops. It envelops people. Envelop? What does that mean? To envelop. Envolver. Es una voz envolvente. Yes. Envolvente. It's an enveloping, surrounds you. Envolvente. Envolvente. I don't know how to say that in English. A surrounding, covering. It envelops in an enveloping voice. And I wish I had a voice like he does. Yeah, I wish I did, but I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. Ojalá no hubiera cometido ese error. I wish I hadn't made that mistake. What mistake was that? Marrying Melinda. I'm sorry I married Melinda. Melinda. Yes. Well, why did you marry Melinda? I think it was... We spent a passionate weekend together. We met on a Friday. And we spent a passionate weekend together. And we got married on the following Monday. And so I think my logic and reason were nullified by the passion of the moment. And I made a big mistake. I married Melinda. I wish I hadn't. I shouldn't have married her. But now it's too late. If I had known what kind of person she is, I wouldn't have married her. But now it's too late. I should have married Belinda. Belinda, not Melinda. So I made a big mistake, and I left Belinda because I fell in love with Melinda. But I really didn't fall in love with her. I think it was simply the passion of the moment. Yes, the passion of the moment. Yes. And so, and we were in Las Vegas. I went to Las Vegas with my girlfriend, Belinda. Yes. But on the Friday, we got there on Friday morning. But on Friday evening, I met Melinda in the hotel. And we fell in love. Well, we became infatuated. Or at least I became infatuated with her. Infatuated means encapricado. And so I left Belinda and spent the weekend in Las Vegas with Melinda. And we got married in one of the little churches, the fast marriage ceremony. And then I realized I had made a mistake. I shouldn't have done it. In the heat of the moment, I married Melinda. And it's too late now. I wish I hadn't. I wish I hadn't. I shouldn't have done it. But it's too late now. Well, it's not too late. I can divorce Melinda and marry Belinda if she'll take me back. Belinda, will you take me back? What do you think Belinda should do? Do you think she should take me back? I don't think she should. I don't think she should. But I'm going to ask her to take me back. I'm going to say, Belinda, I'm sorry for what happened. I'm sorry I became infatuated with Melinda. And now I realize my mistake. It was in the heat of the moment, the passion of the moment. And now I want you back. I want you back. I want you. I want you back. I want you back. Will you take me back? Will you take me back? And from a distant perspective, really, Belinda shouldn't take me back. But maybe she's weak, or maybe she's just too much in love. And she says, yes, Johnny, I'll take you back. But please don't do that to me again. I wish I hadn't married Melinda. But it's too late now. I wish I hadn't made that mistake. Ojalá no cometa más errores como esa. Como ese. Oh, masculines and feminines, my God. Ojalá no cometa errores como esa. Como ese. I hope I don't make more mistakes like that one. I hope I don't. I hope I don't. I hope I don't. Ojalá no cometa. Subjuntivo en español. En inglés, no. I hope I don't make. I hope I don't make more mistakes like that one. My God. I can't afford to make mistakes like that. Belinda gave in and decided to take me back. And so Belinda and I have been back together for 5 months. Well, why don't you get married? I will. I will. In due time. Yeah, en su momento. Llega un momento. In due time. In due time. I'll do it. In due time. due, como due, como debido, debido a, due to. In due time, let me see if I can find the expression in Spanish. Due diligence, diligencia debida, nunca lo he oído así. Due, in due time. In due course, es lo mismo. En su debido tiempo, en su debido momento. Llegado el momento. We'll get married. Come on. After what you did to her in Las Vegas last year? Come on. Marry her. Does she want to get married? I think so. Well, then marry her. Yeah. She adores you. Yes. And she took you back. You're a very lucky man. So, I hope I don't make a mistake like that anymore. Ojalá me entiendan. I hope they understand me. I hope they understand me. Ojalá gane mucho dinero este año. I hope I earn a lot of money this year. Ojalá ganara más dinero. I wish I earned more money. I wish I could earn more money. Ojalá no fuera tan pobre. I wish I weren't so poor. I wish. So wish and hope. Both can be translated as ojalá o en el caso de hope, como esperar. Espero que tengas razón. Ojalá tengas razón. I hope you're right. Ojalá tuviera yo razón, pero no tengo razón. I wish is always a frustration or exasperation. I wish. Oh, I wish I were young again. Youth is wasted on the young. La juventud se desperdicia en los jóvenes. Youth is wasted on the young. Yes, people like me, who are old and wise. We should enjoy the fruits of youth. Not the young people who are not wise. I don't know who coined the expression, youth is wasted on the young. It's a funny expression. La juventud se desperdicia en los jóvenes. I don't know if the exact meaning, youth is wasted on the young. Let's see, in español. Let me see if I can find something good. La juventud se desperdicia en los jóvenes, yeah? Youth is wasted on the young. I'm going to continue looking before Nacho wants me to stop. La juventud se desperdicia en los jóvenes, yes. Okay, with that, the music is telling me it's time for me to discreetly exit, so I'll be right back.
Baugan es un curso de inglés para niños entre 4 y 9 años, donde combinamos el método Baugan con la magia de Disney. Si tenéis hijos entre 4 y 9 años, les esperamos en todos los centros Baugan. Puedes consultarnos en grupobaugan.com. Y no te olvides que la formación continúa con el Club Junior y todas las ofertas de formación de la línea Junior de Baugan.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Baugan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, baugan.com.
¿Tus hijos reciben el inglés que necesiten en el colegio? ¿Llegarán gracias al colegio a dominar el inglés cuando sean mayores? ¿Podrán en el futuro mantener el tipo en el ámbito profesional con el inglés del colegio? Si quieres que tengan un nivel de dominio que sorprende de verdad a reclutadores y futuros jefes, invierte ahora en su formación y tráelos aquí, a nuestro Club Junior. Clases pequeñas, intensas, divertidas y con profesores que les encantarán. El inglés dejará de ser un rollo para ellos y su progreso cambiará de la noche a la mañana. ¿Por qué? Porque de repente les gustará el inglés y la clase de inglés. Un cambio total. Y es este cambio de actitud hacia mi idioma, lo que les llevará, con trabajo eso sí, pero con trabajo estimulante, a llegar a ese nivel de dominio capaz de sorprender. Club Junior de Baugan. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobaugan.com. ¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTVE a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Ah, Platón, amigo, déjame hablarte de la paradoja del ejecutivo monilingüe.
¿La qué, Aristóteles?
En el futuro, todas las mujeres y hombres importantes de la Tierra necesitarán comunicarse en la misma lengua para prosperar en sus trabajos, o de lo contrario, no podrán ascender y obtener grandes ganancias. Esa lengua se llamará inglés.
Ajá, lo comprendo, querido Aristóteles, pero sus trabajos y el quehacer cotidiano mantendrán a los hombres y a las mujeres ocupados. Y no tendrán tiempo de aprender el foráneo lenguaje. He ahí la paradoja.
Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona. Ahora más oportunidades de aprender inglés donde y cuando quieras mediante un formato mixto y por teléfono. Clases telefónicas Vaughan. Combina conversaciones fluidas junto con las correcciones propias del método Vaughan, cuya naturaleza dinámica y 100% interactiva lo convierten en la mejor opción para este formato de clase. Recuerda que el signo distintivo de nuestras clases es la calidad del profesor. En Vaughan no es suficiente con un alto nivel de inglés. Nuestro estándar es la excelencia. Todos nuestros profesores son nativos y atraviesan un riguroso proceso de formación en clases telefónicas. Clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Ahora donde quieras, cuando quieras, pero con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833 para Madrid o llama al 93-339-8687 93-339-8687 para Barcelona.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, we're back for our last half hour of Richard Vaughan Live. It's been fun. Today's Friday. I have the extra hour later this evening, but in the meantime, I have a lunch with a friend, and his daughter is going to show up for the coffee. Yeah. His daughter's name is Carolina. She's a nice girl. I've met her twice, I think. Yes, and so she's going to join us for the coffee at the end of the lunch. My friend is going to show up here at the office, and we're going to, maybe... He hasn't confirmed how we're going to meet, whether we meet here and walk to the restaurant or meet at the restaurant. All right. If he knew my phone number. All right. But he doesn't know my phone number. If he knew my phone number, he would call me. I'm sure, but he doesn't know my number. Last week, the same. Last week, he didn't. He would have called me. He would have called me last week if he had known my phone number. But he didn't know it last week, and he doesn't know it this week. Neither one. He doesn't know it. I could go to the opera if someone took me. Yeah, I'd go to the opera if someone took me. Because I don't have a car. And I'm on crutches now. I sprained my ankle. You did what? I sprained my ankle. What do you mean you did what? Sprained? Sprained. How do you say llovió? How do you say llueve? Lluvia. Rain. All right, rain is lluvia, right? Escrito rain, ¿no? Yes, rain. R-A-I-N. Ponle un SP delante. Sprain. Good. What does that mean? Un esguince. Y esguinzar. O sea, un verbo. Sí. Hacemos un verbo. To sprain your ankle. Have you ever sprained your ankle? No, I've never sprained my ankle. I've twisted my ankle. But in 5 minutes, you're okay. Or 10 minutes. But to sprain your ankle is a bit more. It's halfway between twisting your ankle and breaking your ankle. Ankle. What's an ankle? Ankle. Ankle. What's the first letter in the alphabet? A. Ah, A. Ankle. Yeah. El tobillo de mi tío. My uncle's ankle. How many ankles does your uncle have? My uncle has two ankles. Oh, your uncle has two ankles. My uncle has only one ankle. What do you mean your uncle has only one ankle? Come on, everybody has two ankles. No, my uncle has only one ankle. Come on, you're pulling my leg. No, I'm not pulling my leg. He lost his leg in the war. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. You see, so it's true, my uncle has only one ankle. And my uncle's ankle is his only ankle. Okay, very good, sorry. All right, but in any case, to sprain your ankle, sprain. Now, I sprained my ankle, so I'm on crutches right now. I'm on, ¿qué es I'm on? No sé, no existe una palabra que dice I'm on. Has dicho I'm on. What does I'm on mean? I didn't say I'm on. Yes, you did. You said I'm on crutches now. Oh no, well, you don't understand the syllabic connectivity. I'm on crutches now. Oh, yo estoy en crutches now. What are crutches? Muletas. That means I'm moving around on crutches. I'm on crutches right now. And why are you on crutches? I told you, I sprained my ankle. Don't you listen to me? I sprained my ankle. I'm on crutches now. So I can't drive. And I can't move around very easily. So I can't go to the opera. Why do you want to go to the opera? Well, why not? Don't you like going to the opera? No. I find operas boring. Well, don't you have what's your favorite opera? My favorite opera is Madame Butterfly. Oh. Okay. What's your second favorite opera? My second favorite opera is, let's see, Aida. Oh. Well, what's your third favorite opera? My third favorite opera is Carmen by Bizet. Bizet. Or as you say, Bizet. Oh. Yes. And, so you like to go to the opera? Yes. But I can't go because I don't have anybody to take me. You know, I don't have anyone to take me. En español aquí se diría, no tengo quien me lleve. Curiosa forma de hablar en español. No tengo quien me lleve. In English, we say, no tengo, I don't have anybody, no tengo a nadie a llevarme. No tengo nadie a para llevarme. I don't have anyone to take me, or I have no one to take me. Yes. So, I'm stranded in my house. I'm stuck. Stuck. Pegado, enganchado, stuck. S-T-U-C-K. I'm stuck here at home. I'm stranded. Varado. I'm here at home and I want to go to the opera, but I can't. I'd go if I could, but I can't. Yes. I could go if someone took me. Yeah. And last Friday, the same. Last Friday, I wanted to go to the opera, but I couldn't go because I didn't have anyone to take me. You know, I would have gone to the opera if somebody had taken me. I would have gone to the opera if somebody had taken me. Well, I can't take you either. Why not? Because I don't have a car. Yes, you do. You have a car. I know, but it's in the shop. Your car's in the shop. Yeah, my car is in the shop. Why is your car in the shop? It's just for a general checkup, just the annual tune-up. You know, changing the oil, checking the tires, checking the different levels, the brake fluid, the power steering fluid. The brake fluid? What's that? Líquido de frenos. Oh, the brake. Escrito braque, no? Yeah, no brake de romper, no. The brake fluid, power steering fluid. What? Power steering fluid. What's that? Líquido de dirección. Using dirección asistida, you say for power steering. We say power steering. Every car has power steering now. But if you go back 40 years, a lot of cars didn't have power steering. So parallel parking required stronger effort. And a person who had to parallel park 10 times a day, tenía cachas, you know, they were strong with muscles from parallel parking. But then they developed in the 1960s, I believe, or 1950s, they developed power steering. When was, I don't really know, when was power steering invented? 1926. It was invented in 1926. Okay. Hydraulic actuators for power steering. Hydraulic. Yes. Here in Spain, you say dirección asistida. And it became common in the United States in the 1960s, although quite a few cars. My first car was an Opel Kadett, and it didn't have power steering. But it was a small car, so it was maneuverable power steering. So my car's in the shop. That's why I can't take you to the opera. They need to change the oil, to check the brake fluid, to check the power steering fluid, to check the brake shoes and the brake linings. The brake shoes, las zapatas de freno. And the brake linings? Yes. What are brake linings? I don't know. In Spanish, brake lining? I really don't know. Brake linings are the consumable surfaces in the brake system. All right. And disc brakes. I don't know how to say the brake linings in Spanish. You know, las zapatas? I think those are the brake shoes. Brake lining in Espanol. Let's find out. This is an important word, huh? Los forros de freno, dicen aquí. Forros. I've heard it before, but I'm not sure if that's exactly true. Forros de freno. Or the brake lining. So they need to check everything. And also the windshield wiper fluid. Fluido líquido de limpio parabrisas. The windscreen wiper fluid. All right. They need to check all. So I can't take you to the opera, my friend. I would if I could, but I can't. I would if I could, but I can't. I would if I could, but I can't, because my car's in the shop. So, sorry, you are stuck at home with your crutches and your sprained ankle. All right. So, he would get there sooner if he flew there. Yeah, I know he would get there sooner if he flew there, but he's not going to fly there. The same thing last month. He would have gotten there sooner if he had flown there. Yeah, every month he goes to Mannheim. To where? To Mannheim. Where's Mannheim? It's in Germany. Oh, in the Saar Valley, I think. Mannheim. It's relatively close to the French border. Mannheim. Now, once a month there's a meeting in Mannheim, and two people from the Spanish office need to go. Rodri and, what's his name? Let's see. I can't remember his name. Rodri, and his first name is Modesto, but I can't remember his last name. Rodri Fuentes. No, Modesto La Fuente is a street in Madrid. And this guy's name is Modesto Fuentes. Yes. So Rodri and Fuentes go to Mannheim once a month. All right. Now, Modesto flies there. Well, Fuentes flies there. But Rodri goes by train. And why does Rodri go by train? Because he's afraid of flying. And, oh, if he weren't afraid of flying, he would go there with Fuentes. They would go together. So, but what day is the meeting? It's once a month on a Monday. So, Fuentes flies to Mannheim from Madrid on Sunday evening. Well, late afternoon, maybe 5 p.m. He goes to the airport at 4, catches the plane at 5. The plane flies to Dusseldorf. And then from Dusseldorf, he takes a commuter train to Mannheim. Okay. But Rodri catches a train in Atocha station in the morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. And he finally reaches Mannheim at 9 o'clock at night. Wow, poor guy. Why does he do that? Because he's afraid of flying. I repeat, if he weren't afraid of flying, he wouldn't go by train. Oh. But why is he afraid of flying? He's the chief mechanic in a company, in a tractor company. And he's head of the service department, the technical part of the service department. And he just doesn't believe. He said, my God, si se le va un retén. He says anything, you know, about a plane. Because he's very aware of how easy it is for a machine to break down or to have some little problem. Hasta un problema de una arandela, he said. Just a washer could have a problem. Which is not true on aviation, but he's afraid of flying. So Rodri always goes by train. He wouldn't go by train if he weren't afraid of flying. And last month the same. Last month if he had overcome his fear of flying, he would have flown there together with Fuentes and Rodri. Yes, they would have gone there. They also call him Pedro Cabra. They call Rodri Pedro Cabra. Okay. So, and they call Fuentes another word. Okay. So, I would steal it if there weren't an alarm system. Really, yeah. But there's an alarm system. I don't steal. I don't enter houses where there's an alarm system. I would steal it if there weren't an alarm system. Sistema de alarma. And the same last month, if there hadn't been an alarm system, I would have stolen the Hope Diamond. The what? The Hope Diamond. What's that? I don't know. The Diamante Hope? I don't know how to say it. The Hope Diamond. That's the most valuable diamond in the world. The Hope Diamond. El Diamante Hope. Escrito OPE. También conocido como Diamante Azul, Piedra Maldita, y Diamante de la Esperanza. It's called Piedra Maldita because many people who have owned it have died. Está gafado. It's the Hope Diamond. Now, I was planning to steal it last month, but I realized there was an alarm system. Casi 46 quilates. All right. The diamond. Yeah. 9 gramos de diamante. It's pretty. I don't know what the value is of it. I really don't know. If you want to buy the Hope Diamond, let's see, estimated value between $200 and $350 million. So if you want to buy the diamond, you need to have at least $200 million. Which is 160 million euros. So, if you have enough money, I mean, Jeff Bezos, a lot of people could buy that diamond. The problem is they will die. Because the diamond is jinxed. Gafado. Diamante gafado. Yes. It's from India. The original diamond, I believe, is from India. Then it passed to France. Then it was stolen. It disappeared. Marie Antoinette also was owner of the Hope Diamond, and she died. You see what happened? She and her husband died. Marie Antoinette. And they were owners of the Hope Diamond. Then it passed to the United Kingdom. And King George IV, I think, was an owner. And many others. The Hope Diamond. So I would steal it if there weren't an alarm system. But there is. You would feel better if you took this pill. Eh? What pill is it? Oh, it's a pain reliever. Yeah, but what kind of pain reliever? No, it's a aspirin. You would feel better if you took this pain reliever. And last night, you went to bed with a terrible headache. You would have slept better if you had taken an aspirin before going to bed. You would have felt better in the morning if you had taken an aspirin the evening before. But I don't take aspirin. Why not? Because it's bad for my stomach. Well, if you eat something and then take one aspirin, it won't affect your stomach. Well, it does. It affects my stomach. And I always have an upset stomach. Well, then take a different type of pain reliever. A painkiller. Pain reliever, painkiller, analgésico. I would break it if I were strong enough, but I'm not. I would break it if I were strong enough, but I'm not strong enough. I would have broken it yesterday if I had been strong enough, but I wasn't. I would have broken it if I had been strong enough. I would give him a present if he were here, but he's not. I have a present for him, and I would give it to him if he were here. Yeah, I would give it to him, but he's not here. I have a present waiting for him. And the same thing last week, he didn't come, and I had a present waiting for him. And I would have given it to him if he had shown up, but he didn't show up. I would have given it to him if he had been there, if he had been there. But he wasn't there. All right. We're practicing the conditionals a lot these days. I'm practicing just exposing your ear to the dynamic use of the conditionals. I would go there if I had enough money. And last week, I would have gone there if I had enough money. He would call me if he knew my phone number. And the same last week, he would have called me if he had known my phone number. He would get there sooner if he flew there. And the same last week, he would have gotten there sooner if he had flown there. I could go to the opera if someone took me. And the same thing last week. I could have gone to the opera if somebody had taken me. I would steal it if there weren't an alarm system. And last week the same. I would have stolen it if there hadn't been an alarm system. I would break it if I were strong enough. And last week I would have broken it if I had been strong enough. I would hold the meeting if everybody were here. And last week I would have held the meeting if everybody had been there. You would feel better if you took this pill. And last night you would have felt better if you had taken this pill. I would fall if I tried to climb that tree with you. And I would have fallen last week if I had tried to climb that tree with you. I would give him a present if he were here. Yeah. And last night I would have given him a present if he had been here, but he didn't come. All right. That's the end of a class. I have a few more minutes left. And we could do more stuff, but why? Why? Today's Friday, so we have a weekend just around the corner. What are you going to do this weekend? Are you going to go away? Are you going to leave town? The expression leave town means abandonar la ciudad. Aunque sea ciudad, se dice town en este caso. To get away from the maddening crowd. Del mundo al ruido. Far from the maddening crowd. To get away. Get away. I know a little place, not far from town. Gotta go. I know a little place. You know, I don't remember this song. Lyrics, getaway, gotta go. I think it's called Gotta Go. I know a little place, not far from town. I haven't heard this song. Getaway, it's called Getaway. Gotta go. I hope you're ready, 'cause take a look outside. Don't mind the weather, girl. Let's take a ride. Getaway. We'll leave the city folk. They'll have to say, don't pack a thing. Just get away. Gotta go. Get away. Get away. Get away is poner tierra de por medio. I want to get away from the big city. I want to get away from the town. I want to get away from the pollution. But I'm not. I'm going to stay in town. Yes. I like this city when there are fewer people. The best month of the year to be in Madrid is in August. The weather's hot. Correct. That's right. But half of the people are gone. It's easy to park anywhere. You can drive around the city at any time of the day and simply enjoy the views, enjoy. It's a una gozada, as you say. It's a pleasure. It's very pleasurable to do this. So this weekend I'm going to stay here. I'm going to record some stuff on the radio. I'm going to read a little bit more from a book I'm reading by José Luis Garci. There's a book I'm reading by Garci. I think it's called Películas Malas Que Hay Que Ver. Something like that. Let's see, Garci. Películas Malas. I can't remember the name of the book. Infravaloradas or something like that. He has a book that he just